Afternoon and good evening, wherever and whenever you may be listening to the show. Across the entire globe. Oh, I don't think y'all can hear me. Sorry about that. I don't know if y'all could hear me. Okay. All right. Well, welcome everyone to International Angels Network, and good morning and good afternoon and good evening, whenever you may be listening to the show across the entire globe. And today is Sunday, April 7, 2019, and I am your radio host and founder, Claudia Barra, coming to you live from New York City. And I am a certified flower therapy healer and in the areas of healing. I provide attunement, and which include blockage removal, working with the 12-strand DNA activation, and also attuned to the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. In addition, I'm an Archangel Angelic Life Coach, Indigo Card Reader, Indigo Awakening, and Crystal Child Certified, and much, much more. And you are now listening to International Angels Network. And we are a show that explores spiritual entrepreneurship, fairies, the fairy realm, angels, spirituality, and much more. And we are a live calling show today, so give us a ring at 1-516-453-9162. Again, the number is 1-516-453-9162. And make sure you write that number down or save it on your contact list, because that number works for all of our shows. And our shows are 6 days a week. We have shows on Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So, also, you can also Skype into the show for free from anywhere around the world. You will see a Skype icon on the Blog Talk Radio website. That's blogtalkradio.com/internationalangels. That's blogtalkradio.com/internationalangels. And you'll see a live icon button there. So make sure you press one on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you like to have a mini reading with me today or have a guest with Gabriella. We're going to be talking about answering your soul's calling. So I see a lot of people here in the queue. Thank you so much for all for joining us and those who are listening to us shortly on YouTube and listening to us from the other platforms, iTunes. We are available on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Player FM, Radio Public, iTuner Radio, and so many other platforms. And you can actually listen to us on Alexa and other devices as well. So we just got on iHeartRadio about last month, and we're so excited. So our next we're going to be on is on Pandora and Spotify. So that's our next list going to be on, so very shortly. So hopefully and also want to mention that that we are going to be on hiatus the whole month of May. I'm going to be taking vacation time from the network. I haven't had any vacation for the past 2 years. I've been working nonstop with the radio network and then working a full-time job. So technically I'm working two full-time jobs. And so I need to take time for myself and to work on the radio network a little bit, just take a little break, and then we'll be back on the first week of June. And that would actually be Saturday, June 1st with Susie Perrette, and her show's at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she's all the way from the UK, and that's going to be our first show in June. So remember that May, we're going to take time off. It's going to be all of us hosts are going to be taking vacation time. We've worked so hard, and we just hit, as of yesterday, over 50,000. It was 50,500, and so as of a look today, it was 50,800. So we're almost at 51,000 all-time listeners just on Blog Talk Radio alone. So I want to thank each and one of you for listening to our network, and thank you so much. And if you are listening to us on YouTube, and make sure just you can subscribe to us. Once you do subscribe and click the bell icon, you will get a notification that when we're live on air or when we have videos posted up. And I want to apologize for not having those videos live because I've been having issues with the internet or my computer, some one of those things. So I'm trying to get that fixed. So thank goodness I have May off, and so I can get that done. And but if you do click on the bell icon, I am going to doing a drawing. We're almost at to 100 subscribers. So once we get to 100 subscribers, I will do a random drawing, and I'll be picking about 5 or 10 people for the first drawing. And every 100 subscribers that we get to, we're going to be doing drawings. So hopefully by the end of this month or this month shortly, we just need about 15 more subscribers and on YouTube so we can start giving out free giveaways. I have a bunch of little gifts that I'd be mailing out to everyone, or we have free readings to free courses and little knickknacks and every that type of thing. I have beautiful bags and angel pocket angels and other nice little free gifts that I love to give everybody. So make sure you subscribe us on YouTube, and I'll be happy to send out those gifts out to our random winners. So you can go search on International Angels Network on the YouTube search and just type in International Angels Network and make sure you subscribe. All right. So today I have a wonderful guest, and I am so excited that she's on here with today. We had to reschedule the last time because of, you know, everyone tends to, you know, it's that month that everyone, you know, gets sick or was Mercury retrograde or something like that. So that would happen. So things happen that way. So I am very sorry that had to happen, but hey, it happened. So, all right. Okay. So, also I want to mention that this episode is sponsored by Holistic Light Rejuvenation Center. It's a charitable organization. And if you can visit the website, actually on our website, it's internationalangels.com/internationalangels.com. And also this online radio network is also sponsored by Audible by Amazon. So you can get your free audiobook today. To redeem your free copy, you can go to audibletrial.com/internationalangels, or you can go to our website and redeem it there. Or you can also go to the show description, and the link is there as well. All right. And all the links are provided in the show description. So, okay. All righty. So, all right. I'm so sorry. My computer's very laggy today. When it's not. All right. So I would like to talk a little bit about Gabriella, and she's such a sweet soul. I was just speaking to her, and the first time we actually spoke one-on-one to Gabriella, and I'm just so tickled to have her on our show. She's going to definitely be talking about answering your soul's calling, and like I said, we're going to be doing a little mini meditation during the show. So further ado, I'd like to bring in Gabriella to the show. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I think it like...
It went beep beep.
Been down
I know
for a second. Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. So, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yep. So, essentially,
a little bio.
So I am an intuitive, and I'm also a spiritual business and lifestyle coach. I'm a speaker, teacher, all that great stuff. My job is really to help others wake up to their soul's calling, to reconnect to their truth so they can move forward in the greatest ways possible. So I work a lot with clients, helping them to tap into their own intuition, guiding them through really understanding different things that they're feeling, how to make sense of it, but then also to go on to, into a deeper level and really helping them unlock that purpose, because we all know, like, we all have a feeling that there's more, or maybe we're not happy in a job, maybe we're just dreamers and we're thinking about more, like, bigger things, and we've all been there at some point, and I really believe we're all here to live the most fulfilled life possible, and through tapping into your soul, reconnecting with who you really are, things start to really get magical. Things start aligning. You start feeling happier, healthier, more energized, and really it does start to impact every area of your life. So I do a lot with intuition, a lot with mindset, and a lot with purpose, because that's what we're all here to do. We're all here to shine our lights and help the world in the greatest ways possible.
That's amazing, because, you know, a lot of people, I mean, as, like, readers ourselves, some of us, you know, it's, we do readings, kind of like life purpose, and some of them.
Mm-hmm.
So as the work that you're doing, is it, do you kind of tap in the Akashic Records type of thing?
Yeah.
And how do you, okay.
Yep.
So how do you
essentially
help your clients with finding their soul calling?
Yeah, so we do a lot. I am a certified clinical hypnotherapist, so I do a lot of kind of guiding clients into a more meditative or hypnotic state where we really can tap into a deeper level of healing, and doing some, like, a lot of neuro-linguistic programming tools where we're really clearing away blocks, limiting beliefs, because we all have these, like, layers, in a sense, around kind of our soul calling, whatever it might be, whether it is from past lives, whether it's just fear in general, inner child stuff, and that can sometimes cause us to feel foggy or unsure, because a lot of times I hear clients saying, like, I have no idea what my purpose even is, or how do I know if I'm living my purpose or embodying my purpose, and it is a lot of kind of tuning back in through meditation, doing some different life purpose tools, such as what are things that you've always wanted to do, things you're naturally good at. If you had no limitations, what would you be doing? If you had all the money in the world, no excuses, what would you be doing? What are common themes in your life? Just little things like that. So we do a lot of kind of the spiritual side of things through meditation, intuitive guidance, going into the Akashic Records, but then also the coaching side of it. So what tools can we be using where we can talk it out? What are you feeling? And really going from there. Every session with each individual is obviously different, as we all know, because we are all on a different path. However, we are all working towards that same goal of just embodying love and our purpose and who we're really here to be. So a lot through Akashic Records, a lot with working with my angels as well as clients' angels, and just trusting the guidance that's coming through, but also encouraging my clients to trust themselves as well. That's an important part to it. I really believe it's like, yes, I can connect, but so can all of my clients or anybody else. It's just learning how to and really believing in it as well.
And so what really got you into doing this work? I mean, what inspired you to become who you are today, and who inspired you to do this kind of work?
Yeah, so from the time I was a baby, I was seeing things. My parents, were aware of it. My mom was always following, John Edwards and Sylvia Brown at the time. And as I got older, I started kind of feeling energy, and I don't remember a lot of it, but my family, friends would say I would start, relaying messages from their loved ones and people I had never met. So at, 7, 8 years old, clearly I wasn't making this stuff up, so it started to kind of attract my family, their attention. And as I got older, I think I was 12 or 13, I was terrified of it all, even though I always believed in angels, and I referred to the higher power as God and Jesus and all of that. I was still so afraid. So I would say first my mentor, Brenda Jenks, who is in the upstate New York area, she really inspired me a lot because she was just so strong and just stood her ground, and really she just embodies her truth. And that really inspired me because I was so afraid and I was really giving my power away. And she really helped me to to see that there's nothing to be afraid of. And when you're working with these beautiful energies, whether it's the angels, spirit guides, a God, divine creator energy, it's so magical, and we're always supported. So she was definitely that first inspiration. And then as I got older, because I was doing a lot with mediumship at the time, so probably around anywhere between 15 to 17, 18, I was reading a lot on Sylvia Brown and the teachings that she shared with the world, and also even other mediums like Laura Lynn Jackson and Teresa Caputo. I was following them, reading a lot of their books. And then from there, it just really transformed. And Charles Virtue, Radley Valentine, Gabby Bernstein, just really all of these people that I've found along the way on my spiritual journey, I feel as if they've all inspired me in different ways and really helped unlock information within me that I am now able to also use to share and help other people, as well as myself.
So this when you decided that this is what you really wanted to do with your life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is why soul purpose and your calling, all that is so important to me, because I went through a big transition upon leaving high school, going into college, because my whole life I was a soccer player, so I was traveling all the time. I was kind of on the path to play Division I soccer. However, within a 4-year period, I had 4 knee surgeries. So my doctor told me I could not play. So everything in my life felt like it was the ground beneath me kind of lifted, because I always thought that was going to be something in my path or moving forward. And that was my identity at the time. So once I went into college, that's when I started to kind of wake up more. Because like I said, I was always in tune. I was always aware. I was always able to connect. However, I was afraid of it. So as I started to really open up and connect, I started to see I can really help people. So that was around the time when I really started to see I could do this more than just kind of with my friends and family. I could really help people here, because I knew deep down I always knew that I would eventually do more spiritual work. However, I didn't think it was going to happen as quickly. I always thought, okay, I'll go to college, I'll get my degree, I'll work a regular job, and then someday down the road I will do this. But life clearly had different plans for me, and I really just started following my soul's calling. And what really helped kind of strengthen that was when I started meditating once I went to college, because I was in such a period where I was searching, soul searching, and the meditation really helped to strengthen my connection, which provided me with that clarity of, okay, it's time to do this. You're supported. You can do it.
So the meditation that we're going to be doing in a couple of minutes, is that the same meditation that you that we'll be doing today, or is it going to be a little bit something a little bit different?
Yeah. So essentially, this is going to be a meditation that I did from the beginning, and I still do to this day. It's very simple, and it really has changed my life. And that was the thing, because I was always somebody who my mind was always going. I would lay it at, in bed at night for hours, and through the meditation, it's like my anxieties have kind of disappeared. As soon as I hit my pillow, I fall asleep. So this was something, it was simple. However, it was so transformative in my life. So I'm hoping that it will also help everybody who is listening and taking part in the meditation.
Awesome. And talk about meditation. I love to ask this to people, and this is like a great question to ask because I love asking this question, and it really goes with the topic, is what did you want to be as a child?
Yeah, so just thinking about that, it was interesting. Like I said, deep down, I always knew that I would end up doing something more spiritual, and that was probably more once I was, like, middle school age. But as a child, I always was switching between three things, being a doctor, a teacher, and I wanted to be, like, a singer. I would always see myself, like, holding a microphone on stage. And it's so interesting to me now because as I continued to grow, I then started to feel like the spiritual stuff would probably start to come into play down the road. And now looking back on it, I did know. Maybe I didn't know here on a physical level, but like I said, doctor. So that's like a lot of the healing work. The teacher, I'm doing a lot of the teaching. And also, I saw myself with the microphone, so at the time I was probably like 4, 5, 6, 7, however old, I was thinking, oh, that must be like a singer or something like that, and really it's more transformed into speaking and even the teaching, being on stage and being of service. So it is interesting to me to see how my soul, even though maybe my human mind comprehended it in a different way, it is very aligned to what I'm doing now.
That is beautiful. And so one last question before we start our meditation. So what are your current projects and what are you working on now?
Yes. So currently for the month of April, I am offering a discount on all my energy healing and soul to soul, which are my intuitive sessions, $20 off, and also 1 month free access into my monthly membership, which is filled with meditations, live trainings, mantras, monthly forecasts, all that good stuff. So that's something that's just kind of up right now, but I am also working on something that's like really important to me. It is a program that will be released for early bird in May, and it's really for anybody who is in healing work or maybe a massage therapist, intuitive, or really just any like spiritual entrepreneur who's working with clients. And this course is going to just be filled with different attunements like financial abundance, soulmate clients, energy clearing, meditations, some like about 6 modules just on different things on how to really connect with your clients on a deeper level, how to set up boundaries, how to clear your energy field, how to attract those soulmate clients and really get behind your purpose and message. And through all of that, it's essentially just like a beautiful healing and clearing program for other light workers, intuitives, healers, anyone who is working with people, because I do feel as if that's important for us too, because we so often are taking care of other people and wanting to help other people, and that's what's natural to us. And like you're saying, you haven't had a vacation in 2 years, so we do kind of get stuck in those cycles where we're just helping and being of service because it's so much fun and it's so just exciting for our souls to be able to share and help others, but we also need to kind of go back to ourselves as well and realize that through this healing or balancing, whatever it might be, clearing, it's also going to help others in even greater ways because we'll be able to show up fully. So that's something that I am working hard on right now. But other than that, I have my spiritual mentorship, which is just helping other people really understand their intuition, working with me one-on-one to learn to really navigate your intuition and use it to really embrace your soul's calling. And I offer 3-month and 6-month packages there because I feel as if when you're working with your intuition for an extended period of time, that's when you'll really start to see the progress. So, yeah, that's a few of the things that I have going on right now and just excited to be of service.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And we actually provide the same way too. And I would love to talk to you maybe later and collaborating with each other because we do also provide for membership on spiritual entrepreneurs. Because I'm a web designer and how I started and that sort. And we also have a directory and we have a list of light workers that are part of our network. And I would love to offer you a spot in the direct and we can just talk more about it. And anyone that is listening that can afford a spot in the directory, it's $15 a month. But if you can't, if you can't afford that, I'll be willing to work something for you and do it for free pretty much. So just send me a message. All right. So let's go ahead and we'll start a little bit of the music and we'll start the meditation and enjoy everybody. And all right, let's get started.
Awesome. Thank you. Alrighty, so just beginning by getting comfortable on your seat, whether you are sitting up or lying down, allowing your palms to face the sky, allowing divine energy to flow through you, love to surround you. As you begin to close your eyes, journeying inward, being in the present moment as we just take a few deep breaths. So breathing in love, breathing in light, allowing the stomach to fully expand. And on the exhale out, you are releasing, you are relaxing, you are letting go. As you take another deep breath in, and as you breathe out now, the mind is clearing any thoughts, any worries, or any concerns fall away, being in the present moment, breathing in, allowing love to fill your entire being now. As you breathe out, shoulders relaxing, body relaxing, trusting that you are exactly where you belong in this sacred space. As you keep your eyes closed, you begin to notice a beautiful white light pouring into the top of the head. This is source energy, pure love and light. And it begins now to flow through the face, down the jaw. And now this white light is flowing through the throat, the front and the back sides of the neck, down into the shoulders, releasing any weight that you have been carrying. Full surrender. As this beautiful light now travels down the arms, through the wrists and into the hands, helping you to release anything you've been trying to control. Trusting that the more you release, the more you just trust in the higher powers. That's when the miracles will begin to take place. As now this beautiful white light travels down into the chest, filling the heart, letting your soul know that it is safe to shine its light. As now this beautiful light travels through the ribs, into the stomach, clearing and cleansing the organs, releasing any energy that is no longer serving you. As now this beautiful light travels into the hips, bringing balance to the body. And now down the legs, into the knees. This white light is traveling down the shins and calves now. And at the bottoms of your feet. And you give thanks to your foundations, as your past has made you who you are today, a beautiful being of light. And now this beautiful white light is filled your entire body. It's surrounding you, encompassing your entire energy field. As this light continues to flow in, pure love, pure source energy, you might begin to feel your team, any angels that are surrounding you at this time, feeling their warmth supporting you, just as you feel this beautiful light connecting you to a higher vibrational frequency. And as this connection strengthens, you begin now to release anything that is no longer of service, trusting that this beautiful light, your angels, your team will take these worries, concerns, fears, anger, whatever it might be, taking it away from you, helping you to see it in a different light, helping you to let go of anything that's been on your chest, on your mind. And breathing out, deep releases taking place. As you take a few more moments, surrendering and letting go of any last things that you're wanting assistance with, that you're wanting help with letting go of. And now, you begin to let this beautiful source energy, your angels, your spirit guides, know whatever it is that you're desiring. What are you wanting moving forward? Maybe it's clarity, love, increased intuition. Let your team, your angels, and this divine energy, let them know how they can best be of service to you. Just getting clear at this time. Allowing your energy field to continue to expand as this divine energy is assisting you in stepping into a bigger picture, your purpose, your soul's calling. As you take a few more moments now, just sitting in this energy field and simply listening, is there any guidance that is coming through for you right now? What do your angels have to share with you? Maybe your higher self has a message for you. Maybe divine has something to share. Trust. As your connection is strengthening with every breath you take, breathing that energy in, giving thanks to yourself for being here, for taking the time out of your day, thanking your team, your angels, divine God, creator, whoever you believe in, thanking them for assisting you as well. As we'll begin to journey back into our bodies in the present moment, on the count of five, fully aware, fully awake, trusting that you can come back to this place whenever your heart desires. As one, you're just beginning to become aware of the sounds and the smells in the room around you. Two, beginning to notice your breath again. The breath is quickening back to a normal pace. Three, beginning to wiggle the fingers and the toes, bringing sensations back into the body. As four, you're stretching, stretching, stretching. And five, taking all the information with you, fully aware and fully awake again. Opening your eyes whenever you're ready.
That's beautiful, Gabriella. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
and I hope everyone that's listening enjoys the meditation. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Very relaxing. Thank you. And we are a little halfway of our show, and I just want to mention our upcoming shows for this week. Monday, we have a show with Shishi O'Donnell, and her show is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and she'll be taking calls for mini readings. We have our Tuesday show, April 9th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Angel Navigation with Diane Morgan. And, and The Joy of Art with special guest artist Karen Talton. I'm having issues with my computer. I'm so sorry. Wednesday, we have Angel Talk with Sue, and she'll be taking callers for mini readings, and her show is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. And then we have Thursday, April 11th, with Alex, the Alex Levy Show, Liberate Your Intuition and Free Mini Readings, and show is at 9 p.m. as well. And then we have a special episode on Mystical Connections. It's on Friday, April 12th, and we're going to do it at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Margaret Bryant, and she's going to be doing some channel messages, and plus we'll be doing free mini readings and channeling. So we do some channeling. So that's going to be my special episode. It's going to be a special episode this Friday, April 12th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Margaret Bryant. And she has her own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and this is the second time she's been here, and she was on the show, and people asked me to have her back, so she's going to be channeling some messages and about the upcoming energies of this year and that sort of thing. So she's going to be talking about the feminine, divine, and masculine as well, so don't want to miss that. And Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is Angelic Light with Susie Parrott. And are you opening yourself up to the spirit realm? And don't want to miss that. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And her is talking about, are you opening yourself up to the spirit realms? And that will be a podcast that day. All right. And then my next show is another one. So I've been very busy this April, Sunday, April 14th, Mystical Connections with myself, Claudia Barra, my special guest, Dana McCauley, and she is going to be on my show at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, same time as today. So she will be on my show, and she actually helps spiritual entrepreneurs out there on books, on editorial, and that type of thing. So, and she's actually here in New York City. And so I would love to meet her, hopefully this month, get to meet her as well. So, yeah, I love to bring spiritual entrepreneurs on the show and let them self-shine and let everybody know who they are and that sort of thing. So that's the number one reason I have the radio network, because Metatron kind of like pushed me to do that thing. So, which at first I didn't want to do. But I got the push to go. So, all right. All right, Gabriella, are you ready for some callers?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So our phone number again is 516-453-9162. And make sure you press 1 on your phone keypad or Skype keypad if you're Skyping in the show. And you just have to go to our Blog Talk Radio website. And you'll see a live icon there. And if you don't see the Skype icon on the episode page, go ahead and just refresh the page and it'll be on there. All right? All righty then. So also in the Blog Talk chat room, if you have any questions, make sure you sign in and type in your questions as well if you don't want to be live on air, if you're a little shy. All right. So we have area code 954. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. My name is Sharon, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. Thank you. It was so relaxing, that meditation. Thank you.
It was beautiful. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
How can we help
really,
you today?
Really, I would just like a mini reading.
Okay.
Is there any
general or?
Do you see a relationship for me on the horizon or just whatever you see?
Awesome. Okay, so I'll just kind of tune in quickly. Okay, so what I'm immediately hearing is your angels and your team are wanting you to know you've been doing a lot of work on both a physical level but also a soul level, and things are really coming together for you. You're a beautiful being, and you just radiate love. There's so much beautiful pink energy around you. And what that essentially means is your first instincts are love and being of service to others, being that kind of like warm fuzzy for other people. And they're referring to is kind of like just being aware of, are you giving and receiving in balance? Because I'm seeing you're very much a giver, giver, giver. And it is time for you to open your arms to receiving. And I'm sensing this is kind of a lesson pertaining to relationship as well. It's like you are worthy of this. You deserve relationship. And I feel as if there is something that will be coming in. I'm seeing the sun, and that's usually my sign for there's an opportunity come this summertime. But just being aware of, I just keep hearing, am I worthy? So just getting clear on anything that you're desiring in relationship and get clear on what it is that you're wanting. Who do I want to be in this relationship? And I'm really seeing as well your guides really asking for you just to think about any relationships in the past and the lessons that you've learned, the good and the bad. And so taking all of the lessons and kind of putting that into this beautiful like mixture of what this next relationship is going to be for you, because I'm sensing this person just being a very loving, kind-hearted person, and it seems as if they're very balanced with your energy field, because it seems as if in the past there was some fluctuation that kind of occurred. So knowing it's like now it's time, you deserve this next balanced, beautiful relationship. And I'm seeing it's like just tying up any few like loose ends right now. And I just keep hearing more about like your own worth and believing that that relationship is out there for you. And then just taking that next step and just trusting that they're going to show up, because I feel as if this is going to happen very organically. So just knowing that it's not going to be anything that is forced. I'm seeing them almost like introduced to you, or there's some connection already, whether it's a friend of a friend, something in that sense. Like I do see a connector there. So just kind of being aware of that, but knowing you're doing everything right, moving forward for this relationship to come in, but it's bigger than just the relationship. I'm seeing it impacting all areas. So just taking that step back to really just make sure you are open to receiving as well, because it's so easy to fall into the cycle of just always giving, 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 but knowing you're worthy of receiving the beautiful blessings as well.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're so correct. You know, I really do take such pleasure in giving and making people, trying to make people happy. And I don't really, you know, think too much about receiving, because to me, it gives me more joy to give.
Right. Yeah. And
yeah,
that's, it's something that is so natural to many of us, especially probably a lot of the callers who are listening today. But it's so important also for you to remember that you are worthy of that relationship, and knowing too that that relationship might even be able to help you give in even greater ways, or because you are now even more balanced in this area of your life, you're able to show up in a different way. So knowing this person, they just feel so gentle, and they have a lot of angelic energy around them, very much an old soul. So just paying attention to their eyes, I feel like there's something magical about their eyes. They're just very, like, soft. There's something about the eyes. So just kind of being aware of that. And I'm sensing, though, the connection's going to be very strong. So upon, like, either being with them immediately, there's something where it's kind of like the heart. I just keep hearing, when you know, you know. And that's kind of how it feels, if it's going to feel for you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really do
yeah.
appreciate it. And again, thank you for the lovely meditation.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Oh, you're
I'm
welcome.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a lovely.
I was going to add to it as well. I was going to say that I love this beautiful quote here that Gabriela says, that she, together I work with my clients to align them to their calling and share their message to help others in great ways, all while generating infinite abundance. Life isn't meant to be a struggle. Life is meant to be amazing. Our birthright is abundance. And it's beautiful because I pulled a card for you, and it says waves of prosperity. New abundance and exciting opportunities wash over you now. And these are the mermaid cards that I have. I just feel like your connection to the ocean and the water. So I feel like you really need like a break and like be around water and the ocean. So is that something that you kind of resonates with you?
Yeah, I love the ocean and being near the water. So definitely that does. That does. Wow. Well,
so
I'm going
to
take.
You need to be. But you really need to be connected more to water right now, because they're also saying that new waves of abundance are sweeping over you right now. So they want you to observe any ideas that enter your mind at this time. And as they may be seeds of prodigal new adventure, and also notice any out of the blue phone calls or chances meeting with people that could help you. So I think you've been praying for some help or an idea or some signs, because it also means that you are on a success streak right now. But this is lacking you because of you not being connected to the water. And I feel like you're not drinking enough water as well, because I feel my lips are very, very dry, not because I'm talking on the radio, but I just feel it that you're not drinking enough water. So I don't know if you've been feeling that your body's been really swelled, or your legs are swelled, or your feet are swelled. That's because of lack of like retaining water, but not drinking enough of it because of being dehydrated.
Right. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I'm definitely going to take that under advisement.
So,
but
they're
also
telling you to practice being a grateful recipient of good, and know that you're in an ocean of abundance with no danger that will dry up for you. Okay. So they're saying that you'll see the doors open easily for you, and that you're filled with extra confidence and enthusiasm. Okay.
That sounds wonderful. All right. Well, thank you both so much, and have a blessed evening. Thank you so much
you
again.
Too.
Thank you.
You as well.
Thank
you. Have
a good evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Awesome. All right. So we have, we have area code 201. Caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rose calling from Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hey, Rose.
How can we help you today?
Well, I wanted to know what you see with regards to work and romance.
And romance.
Which one do you want to choose, work or romance? We just got to do one question because we have a lot of
Romance.
Romance.
Okay.
And so currently in a relationship, so are you wanting clarity with relationship currently or just where you're headed in general?
No, I'm single. I'm hoping to meet someone.
Okay, awesome. So I'll just take a minute to tune in. Okay, so immediately what your angels are referring to is there is a little bit of heaviness on the heart. So just kind of being aware of that, whether there is still some healing from the past that just needs to take place. So cleansing, clearing, anything you can do, like some journaling maybe, and writing maybe like some forgiveness out. And maybe it seems as if there's a relationship in specific, but I'm sensing it might not necessarily even be with a significant other. So being aware of that, whether it was like a friend that you trusted in, a parent, something in that sense, I'm just sensing there is some forgiveness or some hurt that you have experienced that as you're clearing that, so even if you need to, your angels are showing, like, write out your true feelings. Like, maybe there was some anger. Maybe you felt betrayed or hurt, whatever it might be. And then through that, write some gratitude of what they've taught you, how that situation has shaped who you are today, and just send love and kind of like then afterwards either burn it, rip it, sage your energy, use Palo Santo, whatever you need to do, because I'm sensing as that takes place, I'm seeing almost like a ball like in motion or like a snowball that starts small, and the more it's rolling, the bigger it gets, and that's kind of how I'm seeing it. I'm seeing like steady movement forward that's going to help you reach this relationship. So I am sensing there is still a little bit of time, probably another like few months, like 3 to 6 months before this relationship fully develops. Like I'm seeing it kind of like right now is the perfect time for you to really be planting the seeds and cultivating, like watering the seeds. What is it that you're really desiring in this relationship? And just picturing that the growth there, because I'm seeing that being something that's just very important for you pertaining to the situation, taking your power back and saying, like, I'm in control of this. I'm ready for this relationship, and watching how these little things start to shift within you, some more confidence, because you're very intuitive, and I see it's like you put your heart on the line, and it's like you love with all that you have is what they're referring to. And so knowing sometimes that can be scary, but knowing it's okay for you to be vulnerable again. So is there anything, they're just referring to quickly, is there anything like a fear pertaining to relationship currently or any, like either even like when's it going to happen or something in that sense?
No, I want it to happen. I feel like I'm definitely ready. It's been a long time.
A long time. So it could even be more of just kind of like, when's it happening? Like, not necessarily a fear, but more of, like, when is it coming? And I'm just seeing, it seems as if within the next few months, it's going, like, 3 to 6 months' time. So just showing up, just being present, and kind of just surrendering as well. Being open to the fact that it's going to come when it's, like, organically ready. So just being aware of that and knowing that things are moving. There is that steady progress forward. And so just being aware of that with relationships, there's two sides to it. So sometimes the other person is still kind of working some things out on their end so they can show up in your life in the best way possible. And I'm seeing when they show up, their energy is a very strong energy. So just being aware of that, I feel as if their personality or something in that sense, it's very... it's just a stronger energy. I'm seeing, like, the kind of energy when they walk into the room, people are aware of them. So just knowing that, but they're very loving, and this is something to look forward to. I'm seeing smiles on both of your faces, and it seems as if trips will be taken, some traveling. It just seems as if it's more in alignment with who you are in this communication. They keep bringing up, they keep bringing up communication, as if this is going to be something important. Like, I'm seeing as if the communication is going to be much better. I'm seeing laughter and cherishing each other's energy and time together. So just being aware of that within the next few months. So I'm seeing just putting yourself out there, but also letting go of any like expectation in a sense, like just trusting that it's going to show up at that divine time.
Wow. Awesome. I can't wait. Like I said, it's been a long time. I've been single and I just haven't met anybody that I'm really attracted to. So
yeah, and that's important too,
can I,
just honoring that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Can I add a little bit of something?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's actually in confirmation because you're talking about spending time, you know, writing notes and that type of thing. And the card I got for you is Magic of Nature, and this is from the Healing of the Fairies. And I'm not sure that you're more of an outdoorsy person, but they're telling me that you need to spend time outdoors, like Gabriella was saying, among the flowers and plants and trees. Nature has powerful gifts that wants to share with you, including ideas, information, and healing energy. So they're saying that when you are disconnected from Mother Earth, you may feel depressed or lethargic without knowing why. So have you been feeling kind of depressed and that type of thing, in that, like, sad?
Well, not due to lack of relationship. It's due to lack of work. I've been looking for work. So
looking
it's kind
for
of,
work, okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of stressed right now over that.
Yeah. Well, I've learned when I moved here to New York City, and New York City is really hard to get a job. Within that 3 months, I got a job.
There's
too
many people. And,
yeah, but what happened to me is when I told God, you know what, I'll let you take control and take the reins, and I'm letting go, you know, for the greatest good. And then within that week or two or so, that's when I started getting to, I had two calls on the same day for two interviews, one for John Jay College, that's in Manhattan, and Montefiore Medical Center, working there for two jobs there.
Amazing.
And so when I started letting go and let God get, you know, keep in control, of course you want to apply and that sort of thing. But once you start letting go and not having that fear, that's when I started getting those calls and letting God control, let him be in control of things. And I've noticed, like, especially like this move I'm going to be having as well, I just let God control, because, you know, what I said, you know, whatever happens, I just follow my guidance. And you just kind of have the faith. I know it's really scary. It can be very scary. I know. I really understand that. So they just really want you to spend time in nature, even if it's, you know, if it's in the park or that type of thing, or, you know, in the backyard or some sort of thing, just kind of connect with nature and just really just take in the abundance. Like, you know, I'm ready to receive, and just have a word with God. Don't beg. That's the worst thing you want to do when you're praying. Don't beg. You want to pray that you already have it. You're already manifesting it. Meaning, yeah, like, okay, I know I have this, but look, God, this is really, really what I want. This is what I want. And whatever's, you know what's right for me. So you definitely know what's right for me, and you're going to take reins, and I accept what you give to me, because I know what's right for me, and I'll definitely accept that. So, all right. So, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's almost end of time, and I hope that works out for you, honey. And remember, everyone, that just remember who you were as a child and what you want to follow. And how can people contact you real quick, Gabriella, before we end the show?
Yes. So you can find me at my website, www.soulgetters.com. So SOULGETTERS.com. And that's the same name on Instagram, so at Soul Getters. And also on Facebook, I do have a private Facebook group where I do a lot of freebies, meditations, intuitive threads. So that is Ambitious Soul Getters. And really,
awesome.
You can also find my information at Gabriella Danielle.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
Have a good evening.